All right. Thank you for being here today at our Commissioner's Court to come to order. As we begin, is there someone here who would come to the microphone and open our time with our invocation? So someone who would volunteer to do that, please. And while we're waiting for that person, let's stand because we're going to...
Why don't I volunteer Silvio again? He liked it when I did that the last time.
Thank you, Silvio. Would you also lead us in our pledge?
Sure. Everybody bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We just want to thank you for the many blessings that you give us each and every day, Lord, blessings of life. Jesus, we just pray in your name that you watch over each and everybody that works for the county and the decisions that are made by our leaders, that they're edifying to you, Lord. Please protect everybody that's working today, that's first responders, all of our law enforcement, and everybody that protects us while you protect over all of us. Jesus, we just ask you watch over all of our families, those that are in need for healing, that are sick in health, Lord, just deliver them from their pain and suffering. Jesus, we just pray everything in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
American flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. Jason Millsaps, just for a second, please. All right, as we continue, let the record reflect that all are present. Do we have a motion to approve the court agenda today?
Move.
Do we have a motion? A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. At this time in our meeting this morning, we give our citizens an opportunity to come to the mic and to share with us what might be on their mind about items on the agenda, either consent or in the open agenda. You have 3 minutes if you would like to make comment. State your name for the record, and then we'll move forward. And Commissioner Nowak generally will keep our time for us. Is there anybody here who would like to come and make comment? All right. If not, then let's move forward. Proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Item number 8, Scott Spencer. Lieutenant, thank you.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'm Scott Spencer. I'm the Chairman of the Montgomery County Employees Committee. Before we present the Employee of the Month Award for January and February, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the current committee officers who have devoted their valuable time to this committee. We have Vice Chairman Jamie Matakowski. We have Recording Secretary Jenny Adams. Committee Treasurer Norma Weaver. Alicia Martinez, the Secret PAL Coordinator. She's not present today. Austin Gay, our Social Media Secretary. The Social Secretary is currently vacant, so I'm doing a solicitation right now if anybody's interested. Just saying. Okay. We did something a little different this year, Commissioners. We also implemented a recognition subcommittee, and those members are Ken Washington, Ray Morello, Karen Hoadley, and Kimberly Sutton. So just thank you guys for volunteering and being part of this committee. So in January, there were 9 Employees of the Month nominations submitted for consideration. All the nominations are well-deserved for an award. However, this morning, we are here to present a plaque and gift certificate from Dragon Bowl Noodle Bar here in downtown Conroe to the Employee of the Month for January of 2023. At this time, I would like to invite Ray Young with the library to come forward to present the award.
Ria. Good morning, Commissioners and Judge.
Good morning.
So I'd like to read the nomination. On June 9th, Davina Jimenez was hosting a program as part of our summer reading events at the South Regional Library when a young child aged 5 to 6 began choking or coughing. Davina asked if the parent of the child was choking, and the parent said yes. The parent took the child out of the dark room, and Davina followed. The child had been talking and then stopped as they were exiting the room, which was a concern that the airway was completely blocked. The parent was overwhelmed and didn't know what to do. Davina calmly gave directions to the parent on how to perform a modified Heimlich on the child. The parent then took the child to the ER. Although library staff deal with unusual situations on a daily basis, this incident was uncommon. Davina's calm and collected manner allowed her to evaluate and handle the situation as quickly as possible. Her quick thinking and calm demeanor helped her coach the parent on the right steps to follow. Davina's actions are exemplary and demonstrate exactly why we are here, to help our fellow Montgomery County citizens.
That's awesome.
Very good.
Awesome. And Davina, I want you to know that my chief of staff, Evan B. Song, received a letter about this incident, and we nominated you to receive this award. So thank you very much. It's awesome what you did, and to know that you saved a life, you should feel incredibly proud. We're very proud of you. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Turn. Commissioner, where's your picture?
Am I in this picture?
Yes, yes, you can be in this picture. All right, cool. All right. We'll catch up. I know you got a lot on the agenda. In February, there were 16 employees of the month. Notice the increase. It continues to climb. Nominations were submitted for consideration. All the nominations are well deserved for this award, for an award. However, this morning we're here to present a plaque and gift certificate from Dragon Bowl Noodle Bar in downtown Conroe for the Employee of the Month for February. At this time, I would like for Lieutenant Art Luza and Captain McKee come forward from Precinct 4 Constable's office.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioners. Sergeant Capehart is an example of what we demand of law enforcement. We don't have a singular task. We have many. We have to go from guardians and warriors to protectors to sometimes lifesavers. For not the first time, this year even, Sergeant Capehart, during an apprehension of a suspect, the suspect made decisions that put his life in jeopardy, put himself in danger to rescue and save that suspect. That's happened more than once this year with Sergeant Capehart, and I suspect it'll happen more times in the future. What we ask of these guys day in, day out is pretty amazing, and how they perform under those pressures continues to amaze me as a captain, as a law enforcement officer, and as a citizen of the community, and I'm happy to present this award to him.
Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you, Court.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Appreciate it so much. Congratulations to all. All right, at this time, item number 9A, consider and approve Commissioners' Court minutes from regular session dated February 7th, 2023. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, item number 10 on our consent agenda. Are there any modifications that we'd like to make to the consent agenda?
Yes, sir. I'd like to move 10G3A to open.
Okay. Is there anything else? All right. If there is nothing else, then do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications?
I'll move.
You have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. All right, let's move to our open agenda. And if we could begin with that particular item, G3A.
Yeah, Judge, I wanted to move this one to open to discuss it because I think we'll be going forward with the consider and approve the engagement of the Oric Law Firm for the public finance matters to supplement current services. And this would authorize County Judge Keogh to execute any and all documents necessary to effectuate same, including but not limited to the engagement letter. I just think we should look at and consider other options. Some of the recent things that have come to light and how certain matters have been handled make me question how we go forward with this firm.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
Could we move that to discuss that after our executive session? Can we defer it to that point?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go ahead and we'll do that. That way we'll get some information. All right, let's move on to our open. County Judge, consider, discuss, take appropriate action regarding the change in start time for the regularly scheduled Commissioner's Court on March 28th, 23. Gentlemen, we've all participated in this. It's Senior Day at the County Fair. And it starts, so we would need to start here at 8 o'clock to allow members to get out and go to the event. And I would ask for a motion.
I move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you, Office of Emergency Management. Jason Millsaps.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners.
Item A is consider, discuss, take appropriate action to accept the Local Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund, amount of $50,000. This is an additional, similar to ARPA's additional COVID-related money that the federal government sent down to us. It's in two tranches, $50,000 this year, $50,000 next year. The funds have been received for this year. We just need to formally accept it. It has not been allocated to a project or spent yet. It's available for any general government use except for lobbying. So the court can direct us on how to spend it in the future, and then we'll have an additional $50,000 coming in next fiscal year as well.
How did we find out about this?
They sent Rakesh and the audit team an email related to this program. Yeah, Rakesh forwarded over to me, and at my direction, Rakesh went ahead and submitted the necessary certification to accept it, and we've accepted it, or we've been awarded it. Now we have to formally accept it so he can make a budget modification to place it in the budget for a future project allocation.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, Commissioners, the second item is related to the special operations vehicle, the AMBUS, and the two command vehicles that we purchased a few weeks ago. In those items, that's construction, has already been covered in the awards, but the equipment that goes in those vehicles, specifically radio equipment, and in the AMBUS's case, some medical equipment needs to be purchased. It's an ARPA-related covered project, so this would be ARPA funds. The request today would be enough to cover radios for the three vehicles and the medical equipment, which are H cylinders for oxygen and two suction kits for the AMBUS out of this fund. There's going to be another item in a few weeks. I'm waiting to get some specialized quotes from Motorola related to the Telex system and other things that'll have to come back. But I already have the quotes for the radios based on our contract with HGAC and others. So this gets them going. They're on back order, so I want to get them ordered as quickly as possible. So when those units become available for use, we're not sitting on a vehicle that doesn't have radios in them or having to use our handhelds, which are not as powerful depending on how far out we are from our towers. So this will get that done. I'll make the purchase for each of the respective units, and then when they get here, I'll divvy them out to the two commissioners' offices for their vehicles. The AMBUS, we're sending ours down to the installer right now as soon as we get them in. So.
Thank you. I move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion
appreciate
carries.
It. And I'll bring back that other item once I get the specific equipment list and the quote for Motorola for the remainder of that project.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. Appreciate that so much. At this time, we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to convene public hearings. Amy.
Consider the partial replat of Reserve L Phase 1 Blue Jack National to be known as Villas 2 Blue Jack National. The purpose of the proposed replat is to reconfigure L Block 5 of Phase 1A Blue Jack National in order to create Reserve A Block 1 of Lake Villas 2 Blue Jack National. No telephone calls have been received to date. No objection letter received from the HOA. The plat is not ready and may be submitted by the county engineer for approval at a future date. But is anybody here to speak about that? Okay. Consider the partial replat of Western Hills Tracks to be known as Peaks Place. The purpose of the proposed replat is to reconfigure Lot 8 in order to create one lot and one restricted reserves. No telephone calls have been received to date. No HOA has been found. The plat, again, is not ready but may be submitted by the county engineer for approval at a future date. But is anybody here to speak about it?
All right, there is no action to be taken.
Yep.
Thank you all. We're going to reconvene court now. Also, if we move to item number 14, precincts 2 and 3, what I'd like to do is defer this to after our executive session, if that's all right with
yes.
y'all, but it will be in the open.
Yes.
All right? Executive session. The court will now recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas government, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.072.
Before we recess, Judge, what are we going to move this to executive session for again?
We're going to vote on precincts 2 and 3 after the executive session. The executive session is consultation with county attorney regarding bond fuzzing spend down requirements and discuss the purchase, exchange, and lease or value of real property. Paul, do you see it there on the agenda?
And we're discussing an executive session for client attorney privilege. Is that the only reason?
Yes.
Am I
for
missing
legal.
Anything else?
That's right.
Am I missing anything else, Charlie or James or Robert?
Maybe Commissioner, but no, you're not.
Commissioner, excuse me.
Thank you.
We good?
Good.
All right. If you'll be patient, we'll be back. We're going to reconvene court now. And we moved some items to executive session, now to move out of executive session. One of which is to be voted on is 14A1, having to do with consider, discuss, take appropriate action regarding the allocation, encumbrance, and classification of bond proceeds.
All right, and on that topic, I would like to make a motion to direct the budget officer to reclassify any eligible road and bridge bond expenditures from precincts 1, 2, and 3 to road bond funds for precinct 4, and bring any required paperwork back to court to allow for that to happen, and allow for the reallocation of any remaining bond proceeds from the last worksheet that Amanda gave us showing bonds by precinct and by precinct.
Okay, we have a motion?
No, I'm not going to make a motion yet. Before we move on it, I just want to give a little more background to the court and to precinct 4 and the people who this affects. We had a contract with the people when we passed the bond to do certain projects, and as precinct 4 county commissioner, I'm having to make some decisions to protect the county as a whole, and we're working together to protect the county as a whole and bond ratings and things like that. So some of the projects that we're planning to do in precinct 4 may be deferred, but we're going to spend that money and work very hard, and have already started working very hard to spend that money in precinct 4 and road overlays and new roads and things like that. And what Commissioner Nowak's describing will help us move some of the bond proceeds over, and he is being a friend to precinct 4, and we'll reallocate some of the bond proceeds and reclassify, and they'll help us move on with the other projects that we have. So just to be fully transparent, which is what I ran on, I want to give that backstory and help you understand and precinct 4 understand where we're at on that. My intention is to get a bunch of overlay and to complete Sorters Road, which is in disarray with potential delays and holdups on Ford Road. So just to come out and say it. So with what you
all
said.
Right. So we have a motion.
So I will make a motion.
There's a motion on the table.
The only thing that I don't have was the remaining proceeds. I didn't have the sheet showing that there were remaining proceeds. But I will go ahead and move on what you said.
Thank you. A second. So are you saying the second on
second.
That?
A second.
So sorry.
A motion
yeah.
and a second. Any more discussion?
I know there's a lot of encumbered numbers over in precinct 4. It's going to be hard for one man to spend all that money. There's a lot of monies that have requisitions. It's going to be a lot of money there. It's going to be hard for one man to spend. So we're going to make this motion, and however this comes out, but We've got to start looking to see how this comes out and how this is working in the future. And we can't wait a whole long time to see what's going to happen. We got to make sure we got to get this done. So right. I'll vote on this motion, but we're going to have to watch what's going on real close.
All right. Any more discussion? We have a motion and a second. No more discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We have one more item, and that's the contract with ORC, agreement for special counsel. I think I mentioned it would be deferred to executive session, but it has come out of executive session. It is the contract having to do with enlisting their services, who is in connection with certain public finance matters. It's an agreement between us and ORC, who is our bond counsel. I have a motion to approve.
Move.
There a second. Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you all. This time for our citizens.
Judge?
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
We still have one item on the agenda. That is an opportunity for citizens.
We've conducted all the county business that was on this agenda. So I'll make that motion that we adjourn.
Is there a second?
No.
You second, Matt?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, I do not.
Okay, so we don't have a second, Commissioner. So that motion dies for lack of a second. Are there any citizens who would like to take 3 minutes and talk with us about whatever? In this item, it's just state your name for the record, what your item is. It doesn't have to be on the...
Hi, I'm Ginger Russell. I'm Montgomery County Precinct Chair, 74. I'm here to address Commissioner Charlie Riley. If you go to his website, charlieriley.org, he has, if you search for Ginger, which is me, you will find a link to me on there. I'm such a threat to Charlie Riley and his position as a commissioner that he has sought to use his campaign page to target a personal citizen. On the website, you can go read it states, which it's not the truth. But the most disturbing part on there is that he or his campaign manager took some pictures off of my own Facebook page of some vacations I was on, pieced together a video of me years back when I was working a campaign against him in Magnolia, where one of his supporters chased me around, a grown man, 30 years old, on foot, all through the town of Magnolia. While this was going on, Commissioner Riley, Constable David Hill, and other grown men stood by the barbecue pit and watched this go down. They did not address the situation at all, but they seemed to be so proud of it that they would post it, or you would post it on your campaign page. Is this the kind of behavior and bullying that you condone, Commissioner Riley?
All right, thank you. Are there any other comments that anyone would like to make? Yes, sir. State your name for the record. Here, I'll pass them down.
Hi, my name is John Fink. I live at 20278 Canterbury Lane. It's in Precinct 4. I was here in 2020 before you, and I just want to, there's a new commissioner in Precinct 4, so I wanted to talk again. This first photo is from January 24, 2023, taken from Canterbury Lane on our property, and you can see all the stormwater runoff there. The second picture is from our driveway. You can see the water's almost in our garage. And the third picture's from the back of our property, out the back door. Next page is just the Harris County has flood gauges around here, and you could tell on that day there was around 4 to 5 inches of rain that happened. This is the kind of a stormwater runoff we're getting through our yard, and I was here in 2020 when this, you know, we were complaining we had flooded twice already at that point. The next slide, we're not in a designated flood zone. I'm concerned we're not getting attention because of that. You guys got to prioritize, a lot of things to prioritize. The next slide is just a picture from 2019 where we actually did flood. We flooded twice. The next slide is my wife, and we had the drywall, the sheetrock replaced throughout the house because we had to do that. The next slide is just, we've been here before asking for help from the county, and I know you guys got a lot of priorities. You know, we're not the only ones that got flooding in our yard. James Metz at the end of that meeting said help was on the way, and here we are in 2023, and we're still, it's getting worse. The problem's getting worse. The next slide, is it shows the drainage, how the water's supposed to go down Canterbury Lane to Old Sorters Road, and then the red arrows are showing where the water is going when it overruns the culvert, and it's going through our yard. Okay, and so the last slide, I'm here humbly pleading, we need help, and I know a lot of people need help. That's all I have.
I want to help you, Mr. Fink, and I'm glad you brought this because it drives a point that I've been talking to the other commissioners about, and I don't want to correct you here, but that water route shows from Canterbury to Sorters Road.
Hey, Matt.
Sir?
If you would, please. May I make a suggestion that the two of you get together after court and have that discussion?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
When it's not noticed, under the Open Meetings Act of Texas Open Meetings Act, all they can do is listen to you and can either say I'll
meet
you or direct you to meet with someone else.
But John, it's obvious that he wants to talk to you.
Yes.
So after we're done here, if you would just get with him. Fair enough?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else? If there is no one else, I have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second? I'll second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.
Bye.